cloud. Here we go. All right, now we're in medical weight loss. It's just like I just threw a blanket up and said, ta-da. So, L Haas, you had your hand raised in the last call. I'm gonna call on the next person. If you are L Haas, it's Haas. I will call on you next. I just want to make sure that you have medical weight loss coaching that you need. But I'm gonna grab Luann because she just raised her hand, and then I'll get you next because what I don't want to do is muddy up the calls. All right. Let's go. Luann, let's see if we can get you up. Okay, she's coming. Let me clear out these questions. And y'all can also put stuff in the Q&A if you need to. Hello, how are you,
Hi,
Luann?
I'm good. I've been
How
out
can she help
cutting wood.
me?
Been out cutting
Cutting the
wood today,
woods.
so this
Yeah,
is
that's a
what
good
I,
workout.
yeah. So I've noticed, I'm switching gears now to the medical weight loss thing. I'm having a really hard time finding enough.
Okay.
I had weight loss surgery 2 years ago. I am also on a GLP-1 now. I'm on Zepbound. And I really struggle with it feels like I get full, but then I'm hungry again in an hour, 2 hours. But is it because I need to eat more? Is it because I can't eat a lot right now? Or is it because I'm trying to get out of other things in my life and I'm like, oh, let's just take a break and eat.
Okay, how would you know the difference? Let's separate two things. How can you separate this is emotional from this is probably physical?
I don't have a fucking clue. I
We
mean,
got to get
that's where I'm really struggling.
the only way that I can help you is for you to take some
Well,
guesses as to what the difference is for you between, I kind of know that this is more like the shot and the surgery. Eating looks like this, but when it's emotional, I just don't want to do anything. It looks more like this. So separate
if I
those two out.
had to really, if I had to really separate it, I would say that if it's emotional, it's probably more, feels more like a craving. Like
Okay.
I really want a Coke, or I really want,
It's specific.
it's very specific.
Okay.
There is a cookie butter cheesecake in there that I would love to go get a bite of, or, get a little bit. And I'm like, now if you were hungry, you would want food. You would
Okay,
want,
so I want to give you the good news, Luann. When you told me, I don't know, you do know. You know very clearly. You know the
Okay.
difference between an emotional and a physical.
Yeah.
For you, it's super specific. You want specific things. It comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't even have to worry that we don't know the difference.
Okay.
Now, when we're thinking about though, because you said the big problem is I can't find my enough. This is very different than finding enough.
Well, I think I'm wondering if it's two different complete
I think
things
it is. I think you're right. So tell me about it.
because I do think that I'm having trouble. Go get dressed. Sorry. I
Okay.
do think that it's still very hard. Like the girl was talking about the eight, you were talking to the girl earlier about the 8 bites and the 16 bites. And I was like, well, I've never thought about counting bites. And maybe that would be a good kind of place to start. And
You could count
because,
bites, you could just eat to where you think enough is for you.
well,
Like,
I
it doesn't
did.
matter if you do the bites. You just go to where you think it is.
Right.
You're probably wrong.
Well,
But.
I was gonna say, I've been doing that. And it's like sometimes I'm like, that was not enough. Here I am, 45 minutes past dinner, and I am hungry.
Okay. So. Sometimes it is enough.
And sometimes and I'm sure if I really looked at what it was that I was eating, maybe certain foods are more satisfying physically.
That's
They
good
take
to
up more
know.
room. They do
So
that.
it's not that you don't know what your enough is, you're not paying enough attention right now. Like I just need more information is what you're really saying. It's like, oh, I haven't lost my enough. It's not that I don't know what my enough is, because when I talk about it, what I realize is there's a difference between my emotional eating and finding enough. And on the finding enough side, sometimes I'm finding it.
And I guess
Sometimes the
it
food's
can.
lasting me. So if I pay attention to what I'm eating and I pay attention to more, like this is about how much, this is the types of foods that get me to enough and last me, this is how it feels in my body more. If I just pay attention for a few weeks, I'm almost betting you'll solve this.
Well, I probably should start writing things down instead of thinking that. Oh, I'll know this next time. I'll remember this next time. I
Well,
don't
you've
know.
learned that you
I
don't
can't.
remember.
Yeah, I can't find my coffee cup half the time. So I don't know why I think I'm going to remember
Exactly.
that.
Well, that's like
So.
me. It's like I don't rely on myself. Like I have 1,000 ideas every day, at least 1,000. I do about five people's jobs on our team. Like, I just have too much going on. I used to be able to just remember things really well. I used to be able to just keep one list of things. And I have learned that I cannot do that anymore. I now have to have like a list that is then segmented and then that is staged, and it gives me the order in which to work in, and it tells me the dates things are due. And I actually need the links within my tasks so I know exactly where to go to get them done, because I'm not even going to remember. Like if it says work on this email, I'm not ever going to be able to find it in our folders. I'm never going to remember where we keep shit like that. But if I put a link immediately there where somebody told me it was, then I know every single day, I know exactly what to work on, in what order, when things are due, and I can quickly get to it. You're the same thing with the food.
Yeah,
Like if
it's the
something's
same thing
important
with
to you,
everything.
write it down. Don't rely on your brain, especially if your brain is muddled with, I don't know if I can lose weight. Like,
Well,
don't try to keep important data where all the fears lie.
I was going to say it's muddled with everything. So, yeah.
Yes, that's the worst place to keep information. My husband always says the brain is not a container, the brain is a processor. Its job is to process information all the time. And it's always trying to get rid of shit that it thinks is not important. And so it's like the ultimate purger, but it also gets rid of information that we want like 2 weeks later because it thought on that day it didn't need it.
So,
So
well,
write
I
down
need
more.
to write down more.
Write down more.
All
I
right.
know you, like, you have got this solved. You just literally clearly laid everything out for yourself. You just needed somebody to say,
Well,
I bet you do know. And then
I was
you
gonna
tell me
say,
all the answers.
well, I think I love, I've talked about this whenever I was doing coaching with Lisa too, that I have a really bad habit, and you and I have talked about it. My sons both have autism, and they don't answer my questions. I walk around talking to people that don't talk back all day, so it's very normal for my brain to ask a question and not give it an answer because nobody answers me anyway. So I need to
So
really
just be
work
a,
on
yeah, you
doing
just need to be
that.
aware of that. Just like I'm very, like, I need to answer questions for myself. Like I'm in
All
the
right.
habit of not hearing, but I need to hear me. I can't, like, I can't be the one. I'm fully functional. I can do this.
I'll be walking around saying that all the time now.
I'm fully functional. I can
I'm
do
fully
this.
functional. I may not look like it, but I am.
There you go.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Corinne.
Thank you. Bye
All right.
bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I got a ton of questions that came flying in. Let me answer these real quick and then I'll get to Zaylanda. What are your thoughts on the lipo-Meno C shot? I have zero thoughts on that. I don't even know what it is. I've never heard of that until you typed it into this Q&A. What I would do is, Bonnie, if you, we do have a medical weight loss Facebook group, and they're super knowledgeable. So I would join that group. If you go to the website and you look like for the community, there's all the links to all the little different groups that we have. I would join that group, and then I would ask them. Because if somebody's done it or somebody has an opinion on it, they will definitely give you information. So this is what Christy Larson says, which I would always take everything Christy Larson says like to the bank because that bitch knows a lot of shit. They will give you energy, but they are mainly just a vitamin shot, if that helps. I've never heard of them. Usually I hear about things that actually are effective. Or super not, and I've heard nothing about them. So I always err on the side of something that I haven't heard of is probably not even effective. I'm not allowing myself to celebrate the weight loss so far on Mongiorno because it feels like cheating. Mona, it does feel like cheating for a lot of people simply because of in the early days what the narrative around was it, narrative around those shots were. You need to remind yourself it's anything but cheating. Number one, you're paying for it. That does not mean that you still don't have to pay attention to what you're doing. Because I'm going to tell all of you, if you are on those shots, I don't care. Like, I don't care if you're doing the basics, if you've had weight loss surgery, you're on the shots. Every one of you still has to pay attention to what you're eating. You don't get to do the shot and just eat whatever you want. You don't. You have to clean up your eating some. You're going to have to prioritize that protein. More like for all of you who are on shots, it is more important for all of you to make lifestyle changes. Number one, because if you're doing it to lose weight and not as a lifetime thing, you're coming off of it one day. So you better figure your shit out on the way down. Just like if you start the basics, you better figure your shit out on the way down. Otherwise, guess what's going to happen? You're going to regain your weight because once the shot goes away, once the need to lose weight goes away, you've got all those neural pathways in there of how you used to eat, just ready to fire back up just in case they need to. If you don't give them reasons not to, they're going to fire back up. So that means that while you're on them, you have to be putting in the habits that are going to sustain you. The nice thing about a shot or weight loss surgery or anything that, or even if you're just doing the four basics, the nice thing about it is while you're doing it, you get to work on the reasons that got you overweight to begin with. So you are owed to be able to celebrate. I'm telling y'all, y'all are not getting a free pass because you do a shot. Not after all the shit I hear that y'all go through on it. I saw somebody the other day posting something about their hair falling out. Another person's like having like diarrhea, and another person's got to eat all the fiber bombs that they can because they need to like blow their butt out. They're practically sticking dynamite in their ass to get something to unlock. Y'all are doing a lot of work. But just make sure that you remind yourself this is not a free pass. And then go through and list what are the things you're actually doing. You're paying money. I hope to God you're paying attention to what you're eating. The worst, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I read about this stuff all the time. I try to keep on the know about this. The worst thing that you can do on these shots is not change your habits. You may not want, let's say, that you are, let's say you worry a lot when you're at work and you're always like frantic that your boss is, you know, you're just one stone's throw away from getting fired, even though you have no empirical evidence of the fact. Like you get raises every year or good reviews or whatever. But when you're on your shot, you might be nauseous. Let's say you're nauseous, because a lot of y'all tell me how nauseous you are. You might not be able to go and eat when you're worrying your pants off, but you're still sitting there worrying, and you would have normally ate over that. You need to be working on the worrying, the runaway worry you have, Because when you get off the shot, you are not going to want to be thin and worried. And your brain is going to be like, oh, we're not nauseous anymore. Well, I don't want you to be worried. I don't want you to be scared. My God, let's get a Snicker. I mean, you have lost all this weight. Let me take care of this for you. You do better tomorrow. All of it will come back. The thing this shot is not doing is fixing your emotions. It's just not making you hungry. And if you're not hungry, and a lot of you get kind of nauseous and stuff, even if you want to emotionally eat, you can't. But it's not fixing the things that you were eating over. So please, for God's sakes, make sure you're doing that. Okay. Do you have any suggestions about foods best for Hashimoto's? I do not. That is like one of those things that I would either consult a doctor or dietitian. This is even one of those things. I know that if you did a Google search right now, it's like Hashimoto's diet, Mayo Clinic, Hashimoto's diet, WebMD, like go to like respectable places. They could give you all kinds of foods that would help with that. What if we had surgery to reduce how much we eat and are now on a GLP-1? Could we take a more normal size meal and eat to enough and then finish it a few hours later when we are hungry again? Yeah, there's absolutely no, that is exact, like that is no different than what I would tell somebody on the basics. Eat to enough, and when you get hungry again, eat more. Eat again. Hunger is not a villain. Hunger is not bad. Especially for those of y'all on the shots, if you're having hunger, that's not a bad thing. We're supposed to be hungry. We're not supposed to eat when we're emotional. We're not supposed to be overly hungry, but we're also supposed to get hungry sometimes. So if you eat, like if you've had the stomach and you've on the shot, your environment has been altered. And if you eat and then you get hungry a little bit later, you should eat. You want to fuel your body. Y'all, there's nothing wrong with fueling your body. I just want y'all to be really paying attention to the reasons why you're fueling your body. If you're fueling it because it's hungry, good for you. That's called being a well-fed woman. If you're eating because you've had a bad day, that's something we want to pay attention to. If you are eating cookie butter, because you're on the shot and it's in there, and you know you won't overeat it anymore, but you're going to ignore fruits and vegetables and things like that. You need to understand, why am I choosing cookie butter over healthier foods? And let's just figure out why. Because there's nothing wrong with having cookie butter every now and then. There's nothing wrong with me having cake tonight. Nothing at all wrong with it. But if we are eating things frequently enough that we know are going to constipate us, heartburn us, jack up our cholesterol, fuck up blood pressure, whatever, jack your pancreas. We want to know, well, why am I doing that? Why am I allowing myself not to make some other food choices that could be better for me? I mean, cookie butter is a damn good time. But do I need it? Why do I need a damn good time 2 or 3 times a day, every single day? With that, I would just like to know why I'm doing it, because you'll find out really good information that way. And then you can just make better choices for yourself. You can really be thinking about what you most want. I'm super careful and I follow no BS so carefully and working out and really cautious. In fact, I'm more committed now. So, Mona, then if you're doing all the things, I need you to like, you need to tell yourself that stuff. Don't tell me that, like, hey, I'm paying a really close attention. I'm actually working out. I'm doing all the things. You need to tell you over and over again. Going on the shots is not cheating. I promise all of you give this 10, 15 years from now, maybe even sooner. This will be one of the things that, like, changed lives, changed the trajectory of things. I think more people will be on them. There is a lot that goes on when it comes to weight loss. A lot. And one of the things that I really do think that these shots are very helpful with is when it's taking away some of that hunger and kind of rebalancing and normalizing some of that, it leaves you clear-headed enough because you're not constantly being like triggered with cravings and urges because your emotions are going to trigger a lot, but then your body, like just there's so many things that go into it. I'm not even going to exhaust y'all with it. But what I think happens is when you're not triggered to be hungry all the time, and it's easier for your body to signal to you, like, hey, I'm going to cut through the noise of your emotions and let you know that you've had enough. I'm cutting through your emotions to let you know that you're not even hungry. That gives you the space and the time to fix the underlying root causes of how you got into this situation to begin with. And I think that that's a gift that y'all give yourselves. It would be really easy for me, and I watch a lot of people in the fitness industry. I follow a lot of influencers. I follow all kinds of people because I'm always wanting to know, like, what is everybody talking about? What is everybody talking about? And I get so sick and tired of them acting like food noise ain't a thing, that you just need to try harder, just count some calories. If it, all of that was so simple for us, we would not be where we're at right now. I will die on the hill that says, for most of us women, our weight runs way deeper than us just lacking enough discipline to eat less, to follow a few rules. That is not our problem. If y'all are anything like me, I can go through all the years I was overweight. And if you watched me from afar, if you could get into my brain, if you could see, like what I was doing every day and what I was thinking about, I was trying fucking hard. So hard, I wore myself out to where I had to quit because it was never easy for me. And it didn't get easier until I switched from working on just counting calories and points and following some bullshit food rules. And I started working on, like, what's going on with you, Corinne? It makes no sense that you want to eat like this because you also want to lose weight. And if it makes no sense, then I need to figure out why. I was lucky to figure all this out on my own. And I understand 99% of the people in the world will not be lucky enough to figure it out on their own. And that's why you're here. That's why I built this program the way that I built it. It's very intentional. The way I built this program for all of you. So while you are on all of this medical weight loss stuff, this is an amazing time for you to reset what you want for yourself, how you move your body, what you put into your body, what you think. You have time to watch the landscape of your life. And it's like, where do I put unnecessary pressure on myself? Where do I talk like shit to myself? Where am I taking it in the butt from other people when I don't really need to be? Where do I not set boundaries with myself? Where do I not even like applaud myself enough? Give myself enough credit? Where are all the areas of my life where I'm feeling guilty for taking care of myself, treating myself well? That's what we got to work on. I don't want y'all to be a bunch of thin women who still feel like you did when you were overweight. I don't just don't want you to be a smaller version of you who, like, I can take a shot, but still feel like ass walking through my life. Nobody wants to die being like, well, at least I lost weight. I mean, I never went after my dreams. I didn't have good relationships with myself. Blah, blah, blah. But at least I was skinny. There's not a woman who's ever died thinking that. It's not a worthy enough trade. I'm looking for an over-the-counter food sensitivity test. I have no clue. I know that my I go to I swear to God, I'm gonna have a portrait of myself at my little like wellness place, but this is where I go get my Botox. I get my like when I do filler, me and Coach MJ love our filler. Right now I'm going through this process where they basically burn my face off every 2 weeks and it resurfaces. I gotta do it for 3 months. They'll do a food sensitivity test there. I think you've got to find a place. I don't know if there isn't, I don't think there's actually good over-the-counter ones. I think they almost always have to be done through a practitioner. Maybe ask that in the chat because I bet you there are here people here who would know about that or where you could. There's probably telehealth places you can do that now. I'm sure that that's available, but I don't know of any. All right. Let's get Zaylanda up.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello, how are
How are
you?
you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, what you want coaching on?
So, by the way, I just want to say I am 26 and I found you when I was like 24.
Oh,
And
wow.
I just think that you have really helped me in my mental. I think it's like, I definitely feel like your voice has definitely made me like, oh, like if I say something negative about myself, I'm like, don't say that, you know? So like I'm just very thankful for that thinking. Like I feel like at my
I
age it's very
appreciate you saying
powerful.
that.
Yeah,
You
it's
know how
very,
I feel
very
about
useful.
babies. I'm just like, you youngins, y'all are doing
Yeah.
it
So I feel like I am at the point where I have lost about 150 pounds. I was
Oh, wow.
yeah, so I was like 430 and right now I'm like 280.
Yeah.
I think I'm at a point where, yes, I know that obviously I have a lot of weight to lose, of course, but being as big as I used to be and now being the size that I am now, I feel like I'm comfortable. So, like, yeah, I want to lose weight, but I'm like, nah, however I get there, I just get there, you know, like, whatever. Like, if I get, however I get there, I get there. But I want that, my goal is to lose weight. I think my problem is, so now I'm on a GLP-1. And I want to lose weight, but I'm at the point where, like, I haven't had to do no work. So, up until
What does
now,
that mean?
like, I haven't had to, like, drink extra water. Like, I'm a person where I've lost weight drinking a bottle of water. I've drank, like, a day. Like, I'm horrible. I work a lot of hours, so my sleep is terrible. Like, I don't count calories. I'm gonna eat whatever, you know, like whatever. Now I'm at the point where I'm on my GLP-1 and like I don't think I eat enough, so I lose weight super rapid. But then on the
Oh, yeah.
days where I eat a little bit more, I don't lose weight. But I'm like, I've only eaten like seriously, I because then I track and I'm like, okay, maybe I need to start tracking my food to make sure I'm eating enough. So then I'll have those
Yeah.
days where I'm eating like say 1600 calories and it's like I didn't lose a freaking pound. Are you fucking kidding me? Like,
For a whole week, or do you
no.
mean like a day?
Like 2 days in a row, like it, on like a Saturday and a
Okay.
Sunday. You know what I mean?
All
Like,
right.
yeah.
So I'm going to say this as gently as I can.
Yes.
We're going to have to grow up a little bit.
Yes.
You are having, let me just tell you a few things.
Yes.
Number one, I would prefer you to weigh weekly, not daily, only
Gotcha.
because right now you are tying success to the scale like going down daily. That is not even healthy. Like,
Gotcha.
and you are young. So you
Yeah.
are in the glory years where like you can practically do nothing and lose weight. Like my niece, God love her. She went to college, came home to her mama's cooking. She's gained a little weight. Well, her boyfriend, they've been dating since they were in the, oh my gosh, junior, senior year of high school. He wants to propose.
Oh.
And she don't want him to propose until she looks right for engagement photos. It's very important to her.
Yeah.
That bitch is hardly doing anything and she's just getting tiny overnight. And I mean, like, she don't talk to me about it. She's got my brother working with her, which I am sure my brother's given her a ton of bro advice. But I don't butt in. That's not my child. I love her, but I'm not butting in. But what I want you to be thinking about is just because you're young and it can be easy for you, it doesn't mean it's right for you. You know, like, you know, picking my nose in public's real easy. That don't mean it's right to do. So I want you to start thinking about, like, all right, I am at a great time in my life because, like, we were talking about, you know, like you found me and this is helping you with your mind. You're also in a really good place in your life to where you can build the kind of habits that you will have when you have kids and you have grandkids and you'll be like 60, you know, at a pool looking amazing and so proud of yourself that it's easy for you. But we got to establish that now. So it's like if you like, you know, water is important. It's, but you've got to make it important because for you, your thirst is not doing it and you're going to lose weight. So you've got to find your reasons why it's like these habits that I know I probably need, I need to make them important and I need to do them so they can become those lifelong habits that keep the weight off. The other thing is the reason why I only want you to weigh in once a week is I want you to start seeing it's not bad if you don't lose a pound every day. It's actually really good for you. Because if you're losing too fast, you're not losing the weight you want to lose. You're going to be losing stuff that nobody's ever going to see, but you're going to see it when you're, unfortunately, when you're more like 50 and 60. You lose a lot of your muscle mass now, and you don't get it back, then you are going to have, like, number one, you'll gain weight because the biggest reason why people always think that we gain weight in menopause in our years is because like our hormones changed. That's not really it. The vast majority of women, I'm not saying our hormones don't change, ladies. I know our hormones change, but if you're not an emotional eater and you've always strength trained, you won't have any problems in your menopause years. I have not had one problem in my menopause years. All the women that I know who regularly lift weights and who do not do emotional eating, we are not having problems. All of my menopausal friends who have never consistently lifted weights at all, their metabolisms have gone down. Because they have lost muscle and bone over the year. And that is the metabolic active tissue in your body. Your fat doesn't take anything. Like it's like not hard. But muscle and bone, they require energy, they require calories. And when you let that stuff go, especially when you're younger, then when you get to my age, all of a sudden it's like, I've gained 20 pounds. I don't know what's happened. I didn't change my eating, but I gained weight. So, with all that said, now where are you at?
I think I just like I know the things to do. I know areas where I can like definitely refine and get better at. I just think I'm at a point where I'm just and that's childish, but like the first thing that comes to my head is, damn, that's hard.
Which part's hard?
It's but like water. For example, that's the first thing that I'm thinking about, like water. I don't
Say,
know
walk
why
me
I just
through how it's hard. Like,
like
I
for me, so I had
verbalize it.
yeah, so like I had weight loss surgery. I can drink plain water and I can taste, I probably could tell you the percentage of zinc in there. Like I hate it, gross, disgusting. I put
Okay.
flavored water in my and you know the like flavor enhancers, whatever. Zero calorie crap. I drink it, but like right now, I swear it's like I can choke down a bottle of water a day. Like, I don't know. It's just like, oh my God, I just don't, you know.
Do you drink anything else? I mean, do you literally
Yes.
just drink one bottle a day and you don't drink any other, you have no other hydration at all?
The only thing that I would drink is sometimes I have like an Alani, but that will be it, like all day.
Okay.
And it's horrible.
It's not horrible. You got to quit saying it's horrible. The one thing I want you to say is it's my habit. And
Right now
it's
it
just like any habit in the world, we got to break it for good reasons. Now, the nice thing, I will tell you this, I understand like palatable sensitivities. Like Logan, when he was little, he went through OT therapy for a long time. And part of it was eating therapy because it was just like whatever. But what I learned while I was there is that your taste buds, they can change throughout the course of your life. They are so malleable. So like if you start drinking the water and it is going to be choking you down at first and you're not going to like it and stuff, eventually what happens though is your taste buds start adapting to it and it will not be as bad. But you will have go through them. It like I mean I just think you just need to accept the fact it will be hard until it gets easier. But I think just knowing that your taste buds can change, it's not like I'm going to drink water until I'm 85 and be choking it down the entire time and it tastes like shit. Do what you can do, make it as palatable as you can. But it's just one of those things where in order for you to have functioning kidneys one day, you're gonna want to drink it.
And then sometimes I almost feel like just because I'm on the GLP-1, some days it is hard for me to eat. So I try, I feel like I subconsciously or unconscious, whatever. Sometimes I feel like I try not to drink so I don't get even fuller.
Yeah,
If
like
that makes sense. Like,
it does. This is the thing I think that for you and for everyone on these, you are doing something that is actively changing you. So sometimes when we are doing something, like if it's a weight loss surgery or a shot or whatever, we now have to not just rely on our body because we're doing something that doesn't make our body the most reliable thing we have. So now we're going to listen to another part of our body, which is called the brain. And we're going to listen to the logical side of our brain. And that is still listening to your body. It's just for you, it's going to be different because you're not going to be able to rely on cues. Like your stomach, like the shot is obviously way overperforming on the hunger side because you should be getting hungry. It also is probably, it's, you already don't like water. And another like unintended side effect of these shots is it takes down your desire for hydration. So you're now going to have to be super mindful about your eating. Honestly recommend for some of you when, if you're going to stay on these things, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's, I don't, but if it's going to compromise your health, it's going to get the weight off, but it's also simultaneously not allowing you to give your body enough food and water. You're going to have to do that consciously. You're going to have to say, I need to be eating 1600 calories a day. I may need to even count my calories for a few weeks. Just like, I don't think it's got to be endless. I think a lot of times you can like plug the calories back in for just a couple of weeks to kind of keep track. And then you, while you're doing that, you're notating, and this is how much I need to be eating at my meals, and this is about how much I should serve myself and whatnot. Then you can back away from it because then you don't have to watch it. You can actually just be like, all right, I've recalibrated. Now I know about what I need. But we need to get you to where you're only losing 1 to 2 pounds a week, not super aggressively, and not at the expense of your overall health.
And I
Because
do
I,
think that,
go ahead.
oh, I was going to say, I do think that, and I have lost a lot of weight by not calorie counting. And I do think that I'm at a point where maybe I need to almost to like prove to myself that I can eat more better foods without sacrificing weight loss. Because I feel like right now I'm like, well, if I eat any more, you're not going to lose weight.
I think this is an amazing reason to do that. Like I always tell everybody, like there's Nothing is inherently wrong. I mean, outside of murder, like nothing is inherently wrong. When it comes to weight loss, it's always about like, what is the motivation behind it? Like, why am I going to do this thing? And you've got a really good reason to do it. It's to show yourself, eating this many calories, like eating this much food, whatever, it's not going to harm me. This is actually the best path for me. Because I would not want you to wake up in your 50s and 60s, 70s or 80s, whatever age, regretting decisions you made at 26. And, it feels like it was ages ago, and at the same time, it doesn't feel like it was long ago. There are so many things I did in my 20s to lose weight. I'm so glad they didn't work because I'm like, I'm just glad that I figured out how to lose weight in a better way because I'm so much healthier now. My husband and I were talking about it last night. Like, I just never get sick. It's very rare that I get sick. My physicals, my doctor always tells me every year I go in for my physical, he's so excited. He's like, you're just my favorite patient. He's like, I get to tell you you're doing all the right things. He's like, there's just never anything to talk about. We just get to like actually talk about like fun stuff. Like we talk about our lifting. He likes to lift weights and I like to lift weights. So it's
Oh,
just
nice.
like a kumbaya when we go because I'm very healthy. But I'm very glad that in my 20s, some of that asinine shit that I was trying didn't work. I wouldn't be here today without it. So I just want you thinking about that. And I know that it is harder for anyone. It's just like even at 50, 51, it's harder for me to make decisions for my 70-year-old self, my 80-year-old self. But I do it. And I have to be very conscious of that because, you and her are the same person, and she's either going to benefit or not benefit from the decisions you make today.
It's so crazy you say that, and I think that helps me, just because like I'm a very future-oriented person. Like I always make plans. I always say like I live and die by my planner. So like just being more conscious, and sometimes even when I write down like I still have the old planner downloaded, and so like one of the questions is like and what can I do better tomorrow to make weight loss easier, and like oh drink water or like stuff like that. So like I think just making goals, I always have goals, so like making goals like okay bitch, you're gonna be 30 soon, like what is 30 gonna look like for you? You know what I mean? Like do you want to be one dehydrated, feeble person, like going to the doctor all the time, because her kidneys don't work or not, So, and it's
Or
like
have like
insane.
really crepey skin. And like, I mean, one reason why I drink so much water is we don't have good skin in this family at all. My mom's always talking about like, girl, pay attention. Cause like everybody in my family just goes to shit with wrinkles and stuff. Boy, I'm sucking that. Well, I'm doing everything I can for skin health. I would live in a pool if I could. I'm so about it. So it's just even thinking about little things. Like I'm just, I love that you are a future person because if you're a future person, then we can tap into that energy. It's very motivating for you to do that. It gives you, like, even when you were talking about it, you lit up. Let's lean into that. So for you, it's like, I'm not going to be naturally motivated day to day, but if I start making these goals and they are very tied to who I want to be, and I'm like visualizing her. A lot of times that is a magic sauce for people who are, big time future, like you kind of live in your future. I do that. I live in my future. Like yesterday, I told Chris, I was like, I just want to have a big session with you. Just spend 2 hours with me so I can tell you all the things I want to accomplish in quarter one. And I just want to say them out loud and then you help me organize them so I can put it all on my board. And all this other. For me, that's a damn good time.
I just told my boyfriend that. I was like, he's 25 and I'm 20, and like our careers are so different, and he's like a different walk of life. Like, so it's so funny. Like, he's a construction worker, I'm a nurse, I'm getting my NP right now, and he's very much like, I was like, babe, we need to sit down and we need to do like a yearly meeting. Like, we need to do this. Like, what are your goals for the year? He's like, oh, I just wanna like I just want to get a promotion at my job. And I'm like, that's fucking it. I have several things you could work on. Let's get this over. Like, I'm just like,
Let me
let's
plan
do
for
it.
you.
Yeah, like that's not according to quarter one's plan, but you know, whatever. So I think that'll really help me like be able to like think about it. Like, okay, like I think it'll even help me like with my energy and stuff like that. Just
Yeah.
where do I want to be? Like, I feel like that helps me.
I
Yeah.
think that would be great for you. Really, I
Yeah.
do think it'd be great for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
Well, do
thank
it.
you.
And tell if you want, post on Facebook and tag me. I love anything future self-related. I'm like, I can just foam at the mouth when y'all want to do future self work. I'm just like,
Yeah.
tag me. I want to get in on it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Y'all, I don't usually have a hard break. I am interviewing Coach Lizzie for the Public Podcast, and we are starting in 1 minute. So I have to actually go today. If I did not get to your question, please, 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 if you go to the medical weight loss, you can go in the main Facebook group too if you want, but I also belong to the medical weight loss group. Post it in there and tag me. I'll check my notifications. I probably won't check them until tomorrow because I got to go to Publix tonight. Gotta go to the grocery store and get some stuff. But I'm interviewing Coach Lizzie. She's wrote a book and I'm putting it on my public podcast. And we're gonna link all of y'all to her book and whatnot. So I really wanted to support her because she is just a delight on our team. And so anyway, I gotta go and do that. Y'all have a good one. I will see y'all next month. Bye, y'all.